Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready now for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom of cash flow right now because you're sick and tired of it. You want that freedom. You want that time freedom to be able to be with those you love doing what you love. But most importantly, guys, I know it's not just about getting rich for you. It's about living a rich life. Because as you're blessed financially, you now have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. That is the ripple effect I'm here to create in your life today. Thank you for tuning in and creating your own ripple effect as well. Be sure to like, subscribe, share this podcast with somebody else that you feel can help and create that ripple effect of your own. As a reminder, guys, if you haven't done so already, we have two YouTube channels. Subscribe to both. There's the Money Ripples channel that's got lots of great additional content and features. Then, of course, we got this Money Ripples podcast channel as well. Hey, if there's something video you love, be sure to like it. Let us know. Leave us a comment below.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com.
All right, today, guys, I want to talk about infinite banking again. Now, I usually only bring this topic up maybe once a month at most, right? But I know it does come up from time to time. And I know I get a lot of questions from you that say, okay, Chris, but how does this really work? What does it look like when you're using it? As we talk about the concept of being able to double dip on your money, where you can get your money to pay you in two places at the same time. But I know that sometimes for some of you, you kind of got to see it to believe it, right? So I'm going to show you an example using just my own numbers where I'm 46 years old. So I'm probably older than some of you, younger than a few of you as well. But I want to show you how this really works, what it looks like, and how you can really use it to combine with your investing to get you free faster. Because that's the whole goal, isn't it? Especially if you want to be free within 5 to 10 years, maybe it takes a little bit longer, but especially if you've got at least 5 years or so to become financially free, this is a great strategy to use in tandem to get you there a little bit faster, right? Because like I said, it's about creating money in two places at the same time. So let's talk about that concept in general. I'm going to show you a visual here that helps with that. So most people just usually take their money, put it into a savings account, and then from there, take that money and invest it, generate some cash flow, and then it comes back. So let's just say that you have an opportunity for a real estate deal. It's a $30,000 down payment. It's going to pay you $3,000 a year, about 10% cash on cash return, as they call it, right? 10% return on your money, $3,000 a year from your $30,000. Normally, what you would do is you'd liquidate all that money out of your savings account, pay that, and then that $3,000 a year is coming in to hopefully replenish your money. Now, usually, because you don't want to wait 10 years to get that money back, you're probably also adding money in, right? You might be still contributing to a 401k, but you might have listened to this podcast and said 401ks suck. So you're going to say, no, I'm going to take that money and take whatever savings I can and build that up. So you're going to build up much faster. And let's just say that you're also putting away $30,000 a year to do this. Well, that's great and all. But remember, when you're adding that $3,000 a year, it barely makes a dent in your savings account. It barely makes you any money at all, especially if you're making 0.0% on that money, right? So here's what you can actually do. And this is, guys, this is when you understand this, you'll start to realize how much more liberating and how much more freedom you have to do this. Granted, I get it. Using a savings account, checking account, you've been trained to do that your entire adult life, at least, if not your childhood too. You've been trained to do that. It's been comfortable. It's easy. And it's true. It is easier. But if I can do something that's very similar, doesn't take a lot more effort and definitely doesn't take a whole ton more knowledge when you understand how simple it can be, you'll start to realize it's worth the thousands of dollars extra I can make. It's well worth my return on my time and investment here. So here's how it works. When you're putting money into a whole life policy, whole life insurance policy, granted, there are costs that come out, but typically this is what I recommend. You'll see this here on the right-hand side. For years one and two, all we're going to be doing is building your savings account. So how do you do that? So let's just say that, again, we factor on a max of $30,000 a year. And by the way, I'll show you this, how it looks with using my situation. But say you're putting in $30,000 a year, you're building towards a savings. Now, what you can do in those first 2 years is actually just take money. Ideally, you have an emergency fund somewhere sitting in an account earning nothing, right? It's sitting in your bank account earning very little interest, and you get taxed on that interest that you do earn. But what if we start taking that money out each year to go and fund the first few years of the policy? What you're doing is you're actually moving the money over. It's just like transferring the money over. Yes, there are insurance costs that come out, but it doesn't take all your money. Because many people worry about this. They say, well, I'm worried about having this payment. Well, technically, when you put money into savings, you always have a payment, right? Now, you do have a choice of what you can do. The way we set up these infinite banking policies, you also have a choice. You have the ability to do more or less. You still have that flexibility. But what we're doing is we're just saying, if you've got, say, $60,000 sitting in savings for your emergency fund, maybe you have more. And by the way, nowadays, most of you should probably have at least $50,000 to $100,000 or more just sitting in savings in case of emergencies. You should have at least if you want to protect yourself, if you want to have more peace of mind and better freedom there. And especially if you're in the IT industry, where you're a tech person in the tech industry, you should probably have minimum 6 to 12 months of expenses. And if you're in some of those industries, maybe 12 months is good. So if you don't have that yet, great, this still applies. But if you do have that money sitting around that you're not touching, this money could be used to help fund the first few years. So you don't even have to save money and put it away. You're probably still going to be saving money in a savings account even while you're doing this. That's great. You're going to build up that savings while also moving this money over. You'll see that majority of the cash goes over in those first few years. By year four, it's already paying for itself. So there's like a zero net cost to this anyways. Now, years three forward, from years three onward, you already used your savings account from your emergency fund to help fund this for the first few years. You kept adding to your savings. Now, year three onward, you're going to start sending that money and putting it over into here to build this up versus keeping more money in a crappy bank that pays you nothing. You're going to start doing that. That is when you're going to start investing. Now, I get it. Yes, you can start investing in the first year. That's very true. I'm just showing you a strategy that I've been using more lately with my clients that I think is a little bit safer during a recession, because I want to make sure you guys have cash savings and not try to invest every dollar you have, because it's irresponsible. And it really just puts you in a freaked out state if you don't have any cash reserves in case something happens. So you do want to make sure that before you're investing, you have an emergency fund. Then you can start investing the money above that amount. So that cash value builds. What you do is you now get a loan from the insurance company. You do not withdraw the money. You can withdraw your money from your life insurance, but instead, you're going to get a loan from the insurance company. And I'm saying that now because insurance companies' rates are cheaper than banks right now. So you get a loan from the insurance company. The good news, you can pay back that loan however, whenever you want. Your deadline to pay it back is your death. So there is no minimum monthly payments coming out. It's not like a typical bank loan, doesn't show up on your credit, but you're borrowing a private loan from the insurance company. Why did they give it to you? And why did they give it to you for so cheap? Because they know it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed to make at least 3-4% interest. So therefore, they'll give you a loan. Right now, most of them are about 5.5% to 6% interest right now. Now you take that loan money that they give you. Remember, your money's still in there. So nothing changed. You're still earning interest on all the money in your savings account within the life insurance. But you get this line of credit, this loan from the insurance company. You use that to then go and do your investment. Now the cash flow comes from that. You're going to use that to pay down your loan, pay down your line of credit. It's just like you charge up a credit card and then all of a sudden, you know, you got payments. You might start taking extra cash to pay it down faster, or you have a home equity line of credit, maybe you borrowed from. If you did that to invest, you'd want to take the cash flow to pay down that home equity line of credit so it frees up more money. The difference though with this and a home equity line of credit though is that banks can shut down your line of credit whenever they want. Here, insurance companies don't. So you have more control here. So what you're doing, you can see here the flow. You see the get loan, then it goes to the investment, then you have the cash flow of $3,000 a month, then goes to pay back towards that line of credit and then pays it down. So what does that look like exactly? Well, let me show you. Here it is. So this is the numbers that run on me if I were to get a new policy starting today. So you can see right over here, $30,000 is going in each year. And I'm only doing this for like 8 years. And then I let the minimum go in. Here's the key thing. That minimum, you see that 6369? That's the minimum I would have to pay for this policy. So that's my required premium, is that $6,300. But I can put in up to $30,000. I can always pay less, but I can never pay more than that $30,000. That's my max. And by the way, you can set your max to be whatever you want. Notice I don't really care about the death benefit as much. I more care about how much flexibility I have to be able to put money in. But notice, even for me as a 46-year-old male, which males do die faster than females, meaning we're more expensive, even for me, guess what? That's only about a fifth of the max that I need to put in. So that means in my situation, if I want to put in $20,000 a year as a max, well, then I'm only required to maybe put in a little over $4,000 a year. I want to put in $100,000 a year. I'm probably only required to put in about, give or take, $23,000 a year. That's it. So I have this flexibility, right? Now notice here, right here, you'll see in year three, I take out $30,000. I get a loan for $30,000. That's what shows up as income right there. Now notice that the total net cash value is right here. So notice the first year when I put in $30,000, $22,000. Put in $30,000, it goes up by almost $25,000 the next year. Well, now I take out $30,000. It still grows by a little bit because I'm putting in $30,000, but I've also pulled out $30,000. But notice, I still kind of had a net gain. That's kind of cool. So my cash value is $48,000. Now, why do I have a net gain? Because look right here, right to the right of that $30,000 loan, here's a loan balance. I'm taking that $3,000 a year, paying it back towards it. What does that do? That means I pay some principal and I pay some interest. So I'm paying that loan back. Again, remember, I can make this whatever I want. If I do more, it pays it back. I could do monthly and it'll pay it back a little bit faster, right? There's all kinds of ways to do this. I was just showing if you paid $3,000 a year that you just dumped on it once in a while, like once a year. But no, so it goes down to $28,000. So already that's why I've got more cash. I've got about $48,000 because I paid down the loan. So I still have money to use. I could actually reinvest more money from that $48,000 that next year. Even the next year after that, I paid down the loan a little bit more, but look, now I have a net gain. So I actually have made more than that $30,000 in that year. Same thing as it keeps going. So notice that the cash still keeps going up. As I'm paying the loan balance down, I'm still paying in $30,000 or just the savings part, but I'm also paying $3,000 a year towards paying down that loan balance. And what does that do? That just keeps building up the cash more and more and more. Notice, you know, after about 13 years, it's gone. And now I've got $450,000. Here's the crazy thing, guys, is that I paid total $332,000. Now, that being said, notice that's $332,000, including the money I was paying back towards that line of credit. So even though I paid $332,000, I still have $120,000 more after 16 years that's been paid in interest. Guys, that's the power of that double dip. Guaranteed, like, you'd have to have a savings account paying you a very, very high return and then factor in taxes to make $120,000 of interest over that same period of time with that little bit of money. That's why when I show that, I do webinars. If you look online, we have webinars we've done on infinite banking and such. And we show you, like, yeah, you'll make piddly on the savings account in interest. But here we make a lot more because that whole time, see, that's the total net cash value. But remember, so even here, I'll go to like where it says $195,000. But I have a $21,000, almost $22,000 balance. That means I actually got over almost $220,000 that's paying me tax-free interest at a much higher return than the bank. That's paying me the interest. Yes, I'm paying interest, but I'm earning more in compounding interest than what I'm paying on the loan. That's how you make money twice. Now, let me zoom out here. Come back to me again. You know, look me in the eye. Unless you're on audio, then you're not looking me in the eye. You're just hearing me. But understand this, guys. Like, I know there's a lot of numbers there. The key thing is this. You're just doing the same thing you would have done anyways. Taking the cash flow from the investment, you're paying yourself. But what you're doing is we're just paying the line of credit back so that we can earn more money and interest on our money. That's how we're able to double dip, because we didn't take any of our money out. It's still earning that compounding interest. Even if you have $200,000, you borrow $1,000 from the insurance company, you're still earning interest on the full $200,000, tax-free, at much more than 0.9%. Usually it's at least 4-5% net, even after the insurance costs and everything else, tax-free. Guys, that's almost like stock market returns when you get taxed on it. Some people hope to make that and then not have to worry about the stock market. So you can get returns similar, maybe not as high as the stock market, depending on the years, but you can get pretty dang good returns that are competitive with the stock market. And you don't have to worry about all the ups and downs because it's not based on that. And if you're worried about interest rates, good. Because guess what? Interest rates going higher also drives up the interest you earn on your life insurance more. So I'm running this based on low interest rates, where really the lowest that this has been paying for decades. They're already predicting to go up in 2024, 2025 to raise those rates because rates have gone up. So really, you could actually be earning potentially more interest than what I had just shown you. I could be possibly under-promising you, which is what I prefer to do anyways. So that's why I use this strategy too. So number one, I'm actually keeping a lot of my money. I'm storing it in the life insurance, even more than I need. In fact, when I have my cash reserves where we keep $300,000 that we don't touch, because we would try to keep a big reserve just in case the world does go crazy. With that $300,000, I keep $250,000. That's just the life insurance that I know is going to make more money. But I've also got additional money that I can use to invest too. Of course, you can still keep investing with your savings. And the truth is, many of our clients, once they start earning more and more cash flow on their investments, they have more cash flow coming in than what they have in policies. Now they can go get additional policies as time goes on. They can get policies on their spouses or partners, policies on their kids. You can do all kinds of things to be able to get more policies as time goes on. You can even get multiple policies on yourself. You can have as many policies as you want as long as the death benefits aren't too much based on your income. And usually that's at least 20 times your annual income. So anyways, the point is this, is that this strategy can work great just knowing a few simple things. One, this is a great place to store your emergency fund money. The money that's just sitting around anyways for emergencies, this is a great place to store it. This is where I store my money because I know I can get to it in about a week. I still keep money in the bank for that overnight type stuff or same day type of pull, but I keep most of my money in these life insurance because I know I'm going to make way more money there than I will in the bank account. Two, I can also use this money to start investing. And by taking the cash flow from the investment and instead of just paying it to my savings account, pay it instead towards the line of credit that I got from the insurance company, that gives me money to reinvest again later anyways. All right, actually, really at that moment, you can actually pull it right back out again if you chose to. You can do that. So you have all this flexibility to be able to do those kind of things. But then when you start to use this method, as you're paying down a line of credit, charging it up, paying it down, or however you want to do it, the great news is you make more in interest than what you're paying the insurance company. And that allows you to make money in two places at the same time. That is the power of what you can do with this kind of strategy. That is how you double dip. And I'm telling you, it's pretty dang formulaic. It doesn't have to be too good to be true because the truth is, not only am I doing it, we've got hundreds of clients doing the same thing. Now we got some clients that are like, I'm still waiting to try that first time. The best thing I can just tell you to do is try it. Test it out. I've had people test it out with just paying off a $5,000 credit card. They're like, okay, I'm going to pay off that $5,000 credit card and then take that monthly payment I paid on the credit card and pay it towards here. I'm going to pay it whenever I feel like. And just getting used to it, even if it's a small amount you start with, you'll find out it's actually a really easy process to do. It's something that can actually make you more money than just simply using your savings account. That is the power of double dip. That's why I call this the tax-free supercharged savings account when we use infinite banking. Guys, if you have a question on this, reach out to us. We have an infinite banking section on our website at moneyripples.com. Get more information there. You can even talk to somebody and even run numbers with you. Go check that out today. Guys, go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.